Well, good evening, everyone. It's a joy to be here this evening, and we just want to start with a song this evening.
I dream about a city where the streets are paved with gold, where sorrows never come again and no one there grows old. Dream of a city where all the mansions blitz and light fire. Dream of the portals where I'll be finding my heart's desire. I dream of meeting my Redeemer, Christ who died for me. He shed his blood and gave his life that I might be set free. Dream of a city where all the mansions glitz and light fire. Dream of the portals where I'll be finding my heart's desire.
I dream about the jasper walls and gems of sparkling gleam. I dream of meeting loved ones by the shining crystal stream. Dream of a city where all the mansions glitz and light fire. Dream of the portals where I'll be finding my heart's desire.
I dream of hearing angels sing their songs of praise so free. I dream of singing in their choir sweet songs of victory. Dream of a city where all the mansions glitz and light fire. Dream of the portals where I'll be finding my heart's desire.
Well, God bless everyone. I was just wanting to say that I wish the grace and peace of our Lord, our risen Savior, on us all this evening as we gather in this way, and we trust that you'll be blessed as we share a little bit what's on our heart. We want to say up front that we have come here with one purpose in mind, and that is to glorify our risen Savior tonight. And we also want to thank everyone here also for their prayers and during the court hearings and through all the visitations that we went through. So at this time, I just want to introduce us all. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Steve Miller, and I'm from Grayville, Indiana. And I will just let each one say their own, introduce themselves. So
my name is Marie Miller. I'm blessed to be here with you all.
My name is Loma Fisher. I'm 8.
My name's Stephen Fisher, I'm 6.
My name's Melvin Fisher, I'm 11.
My name is Leon Fisher, I'm age 15.
I think at this time the children have want to share the first chapter of 1 John they have memorized. And so at this time they will share that.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shown to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
These things write we unto you that your joy may be full.
This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And that's what we wanted to talk about tonight, is that Jesus Christ has died, and he has made an atonement and a way for the sins of the whole world tonight. And we just want to glorify God with our bodies in any way that he allows us to. And also, I was just reminded here tonight of a verse in Psalm 126 that I was reading today, and it just explained our testimony here tonight, that God has done great things for us, and he has done it. First of all, for my wife and I, for saving us from our sins and giving us a new life and victory over sin. And I was just reminded, too, today, it was 4 years ago that we were baptized, my wife and I. So we are rejoicing that not only back then, but today we are walking with the Lord. And I had also thought that I think it was in 07, Melvin Fisher was invited out here to these tent meetings, and he wasn't able to make it. But I just thought tonight that his dream or his vision would be come true and be reality, to know that his children are here tonight. And these children have never seen a tent like this, and they were very excited. And so praise God that we can, it's not about a tent, but it's about the Lord Jesus. But so then also just one verse that's become a reality to us this week is it's in Hebrews 9:27. It says, "It is appointed unto man to die once, and then the judgment." And that's what we want to talk about tonight, as we reflect on the children here and their parents and their loved ones have gone on to be with Jesus tonight. We would just like to consider, for you to consider with us tonight, that they have went on before us, and their work here is done. We just would like to encourage and exhort everyone here to forsake your sins while it is called today, because we may not live to see tomorrow. As we consider Melvin and Sevilla riding in a vehicle, and seconds later they were in the presence of our Lord, and that is the reality of life tonight, that we can be in this tent tonight, and we can leave sin free. And cling to our sins, and if we were to die and meet our Lord tonight, we would face judgment. So I just beg you to consider that tonight, to forsake your sin tonight, and to turn to the one that can save you from them.
For me, he
also impart a burden on each of you mothers' hearts here today, that you just continue to lift up your children. And God is faithful. He hears our cry. He hears our prayer. He has answered our prayers many times. And sometimes we have so little faith. God bless you all.
This is another little song that Stephen really loves. He just sang it from about the first day that he came to our home. And at this time, I'll just let him, the children, sing this.
I love my papa. Oh, yes, I do. I love my papa. Oh, yes, it's true. When he's not with me, I'm blue. Oh.
Just in, we have one more song, but then I just want to share a little bit before the song. As I was thinking of walking through a graveyard, and you see the tombstones, and you see the dash between the two dates. And sometimes it's only, you know, it's an inch long, but that could be the span of someone's life that lived on this earth for 80 or 100 years, or it might even be a day. But I was just challenged, as I thought of that. And I would just like to challenge us all with that, you know, the Bible says in James 4:14, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a time and then vanisheth away. You know, it's as we consider our lives here today, you know, I think we need to consider that they are just but a vapor. And a vapor is something that, as you see it in your kitchen, it just, you know, it's there for a second, a twinkling of an eye, and it's gone. And a psalmist also writes in Psalm 39:5, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is nothing before thee. And as you look at us as our hand, it's about 4 inches wide. As we think of that tonight, that's the span of our life. Whether we live to be 80 or 100 years old, it's as nothing before our Lord. And God is the God of eternity tonight. And he has always existed, and he always will. And in Psalm 90 it says, before the mountains were brought forth, he has formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. By the power of God, life is given, and life is also taken away. It is before him that every man will someday stand and give an account of the deeds done in the body. And we will give an account of everything that we've done, for all of our deeds. And the scriptures also tell us that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and that everyone may receive in his body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. You know, and the Lord himself in Matthew 25 speaks about the wicked when he says, and they shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into a life eternal. Everlasting and eternal life are translated from the same Greek word. And this makes the dash between the two dates seem extremely important tonight as we consider that. Right now, each one of us is living in this time. And before too long, all of us will be in eternity. And we will either hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or I never knew you, depart from me, and seal our eternal destiny. No chance will be given to go back and make wrongs right. No cry for mercy will be accepted. The scriptures tell us that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May each of us use this time to qualify for that gift of God, which is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And in Romans it says, why work for such a costly damnation when salvation has been made available for all tonight? So my cry is tonight, we beg you to, those of you who haven't found the Lord Jesus tonight, that you would forsake your sin and turn to Him tonight. We have a closing song here. Well, I guess there's two more songs, but
somewhere just across the Jordan River, in a place of everlasting joy and peace, and the tree of life is blooming there forever, and the crown of life is waiting there for me.
Thank you.
You too can.